This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
With me in the studio now, there's been a bit of a changing of the guard, is program arts and entertainment reporter Caitlin for the final time this year. Caitlin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good, thank you. And it is the last segment for the year, so what are you doing over Christmas?
Running around everywhere trying to see everybody and trying to eat as much food as I can.
Does literature play a key role in Christmas?
Yeah, I always buy myself books and wrap them and put them under the tree, and then on Christmas Day I'll open them and it's to Caitlin from Caitlin.
And be surprised by what you've actually given yourself, I suppose.
Yeah.
And what piece of literature have you brought in this week to review?
I haven't actually got it with me, but I
You don't have to tell the listeners that.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yep.
Yep, the author of The Hobbit, The Father Christmas Letters. So before he did Lord of the Rings, he actually wrote and illustrated his own collection of letters from Father Christmas, and he wrote them for his children. And it's really beautiful, and it's kind of been collected into a book, I suppose. So I thought it was really fitting.
Is it a book for all ages?
I think so, because, you know, that's a good thing about children's books, because they're written by adults. Often they're still kind of representative of what's going on in that time. So I think some have references to World War II and like some of the, you know, the goblins or things like that that he runs into. And I think apparently some of it as well, like, influenced parts of Lord of the Rings. So
Okay, so people can get an idea of what the inspirations might have been.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's available in all good bookshops, is it?
I think so, but I'd probably go better online, to be honest.
Yes. What are some of the themes that you would say are covered by it?
I just think any, like, their adventures. And the thing is that it's written in I can't say this word very well. Epistolary, which is basically like letters.
Yes, epistles,
so,
yes.
Yeah, I think it's just really easy to read. And then you've got these beautiful illustrations that he's done by himself, because he's actually really quite talented. Well, he was a talented artist. So you've just got a lot of adventure, and it's Christmas.
Yeah, get excited. And Christmas movies, I see that Love Actually is on tonight, which I think is one of your favourites, isn't it, on Channel 7?
Yes, I love Love Actually.
It's from 2003 and on at 8:30 p.m.
Do you know what? I think it's a really fitting movie, especially for what's happened in Sydney. I think it's a nice...
Did you capture a lot of the coverage of what happened with that yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I don't use Twitter a lot, but I was already getting notifications, just not even from anyone notifying me. It was just kind of like, this is trending and things like that. So
yeah. Twitter does that if you don't use it for a while. I think it tries to say, here's what's popular now, to try and get you to come back.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. And, yeah, just online, just trying to cover it online.
And another thing that's on tonight on the ABC is Real Life, Inside Schoolies, You Only Live Once. Were you involved in Schoolies?
No, I never went to Schoolies.
I don't know what that's going to be about. It says, much is made of the debauchery of Schoolies Week, which is the holiday after people leave high school, for those that don't know, if you've been living under some sort of rock. But it says that, you know, this is what happens in the media, perhaps, versus this is what happens in real life. So they're sending the cameras in.
I think that's an interesting thing. I think you'll see a lot of... I don't think it's as crazy as... I think there's always going to be patches of people, do you know what I mean, that really go wild, but I mean, it's just, you know, it is quite vilified in the media, but I wouldn't expect anything else.
I don't think that it could possibly be as violent as they make out that it is all the time.
Because no, people, definitely not.
People would be dead pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I think that it's obviously exaggerating just to get a good story, which is fine. And every now and then, I'm sure there are moments and there are tragedies that occur. But I think overall, no, it's not as crazy. I actually watched a really interesting documentary on Ibiza.
Yes.
The other day. So that was and the party lifestyle.
And what channel was that?
I was online.
Oh, of course.
I was on YouTube.
Of course, it's you. What are we talking about? Yeah. You don't watch TV. Yes, and so that was an interesting...
And that was really interesting as well, because that's an island that's
yes.
always partying, but...
Well, the other thing I've seen, there was that show, I think, on Channel 7, which was What Really Happens in Bali. I don't know if you heard about that.
Okay.
But it was about people that go over there and just throw the rules out the window.
Oh, the moon, what is
yeah,
it? Full moon party.
Correct, yeah. And what happens over there, and people getting burnt by setting off fireworks towards themselves and that type of thing. But again, it can't be that out of control.
I think if they did it here too, you know, you'd probably set yourself on fire as well. But it's just that it's, you know what it is. It's the environment with alcohol and people.
It's
a good source of stories.
Apparently also after this documentary on ABC 2, there is going to be After Schoolies, a live forum with radio host Tom Tilley, who I think is on Triple J.
Yeah.
He does hack. In the debates that he does with the politicians, he always threatens to pull the fader down on them if they get out of control. But he's apparently going to talk about the issues raised, whatever those issues might be.
I think the issues are obviously binge drinking, you know, the sexualization of young girls, violence, you know, alcohol-fueled violence, and just violence in general. I think, you know, you've got a lot of drugs, you know, that type of thing. And I think they're all relevant to, you know, young cultures. But the thing is that you're always going to have those kids that know what their limits are and can have fun without being so out of control that they hurt themselves or other people. And then you're also going to have those who always take it a step too far. It's just human nature.
Yes, the sort of rogue minority, I suppose. But we've talked about this time and time again, but the amount of police shows on at this time of year is incredible. On Channel 9, you've got RBT, the Bradman of Booze. I don't know what that's all about. Then that's at 7:30. Then 8 o'clock, you've got Kalgoorlie Cops.
Yes, that, well, good old Kalgoorlie.
Meanwhile, on Channel 7, at 7 o'clock, you've got Highway Patrol, Car Crash Carnage.
I know.
So I think tonight you've pretty much
got
a choice.
It's not really what you want to watch around Christmas, is it?
Probably not, but you've got a choice tonight of either that, you've got police shows, or you've got cooking shows like Jamie's Cracking Christmas or Guide to a Casual Christmas.
Well, tonight is a good night to get a book. Guys, read a lovely book.
What are some of the other titles that you're going to be reading over the Christmas period?
I bought this book. Okay, I bought Fangirl, which I probably won't really appeal to a lot of...
the listening demographic.
Yes, but it's by Rainbow Rowell, who I actually brought in another book of hers like earlier on, which I love, and it's basically just like a chick lit book. But
yes.
I think it'll be really sweet. Kind of appeals to me because it's like that type of girl that stays online all the time.
Is it lighthearted?
Yeah, lighthearted. I think it's about like a girl that kind of goes to college and then she just doesn't really want to break free from her fan fiction and her kind of computer lifestyle. So, and then obviously she kind of has to. So it's all about growing up and that type
yes,
of thing.
Which is a bit of a theme with all these schoolies things and all that are on at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think she really wants to do that. But I haven't actually... I've only read, like, the first page. But I'm really excited to read that. I've got another book called The Sad and Happy Tale of Ava Lavender or something like that.
Okay.
And I've pointed out a few in the bookstore that I want, like some kind of horror-y style
yes.
ones.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You don't do a lot of horror on here except when it was Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. And every now and then I'll find one that I'm like, that sounds good. A little bit spooky, a little bit not gory, a little bit, you know.
Also, tonight on the ABC is Family Confidential with the Kerrs, which I'm sure I've seen before with Miranda Kerr's family.
Oh, yeah, they're doing repeats now.
They are. I think it's all repeats now. It's either repeats of police shows or repeats of cooking shows or a very small sort of in-the-middle thing that's quite limited. But Miranda Kerr's family, do we care?
If you like Miranda Kerr.
Do you like Miranda Kerr?
I don't not like her. I'm not really particularly that interested in her lifestyle, though. But good on her. She's done well for herself.
Yep.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I guess that's pretty much it, I would say. I mean, are there any other big Christmas movies coming out, or is that about all?
No, but I think that Pentatonix album's coming out, which I think a lot of people have been enjoying.
Mm.
That group of people who do a cappella.
Yes, I've heard that actually.
Yeah,
not the album, but
no, but their songs are like everywhere at the moment. So there's that. But no real Christmas movies. I just always go to my Grinch, and
which I think was on the other night.
I love that movie. Love Actually. And you know what? Always go to some oldies too, some black and white films.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us throughout the year, and have a good couple of weeks off.
You too. Merry Christmas.
And hopefully you'll come back on the 6th of January for the first Tuesday back.
Also,
we're counting down the top 10 most listened to podcasts on the website, mitchellsfrontpage.com, and one of your segments has actually made it into the top 10.
Oh, which one?
I can't say.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
It's going to be revealed over the next 2 weeks, so make sure you listen and you'll find out which segment was into the top 10 that you did. I can give you a clue. It was when you reviewed something slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
Something a bit out there that perhaps maybe got more people to download that podcast more than any other. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's in the top 10. I'm not sure where. I can't remember exactly where it is, but listen over the next 2 weeks because we're going to be playing all those back. So you'll be able to hear yourself for the next 2 weeks on
the
station. Thank you very much. And I'd just like to thank as well everyone that's been involved with the program over the last sort of 6 months that I've been on, all the 94.7 The Pulse staff, Leo, Liz, Lisa, Nathan at reception, and also does all the administration things and a wide range of tasks. Darby and Justin for all their technical assistance. All the production team headed up by David, but also Cara and Alex and those others that have come in to help out. Thank you, Courtney, for all your work behind the panel as well. And also Bob for helping out a couple of times over the year. Roads to Recovery is up next with Greg McHenry, and I'm back next year on The Pulse.